Welcome to Sounds Good, T.
Thanks so much for having me.
Now, you are about to birth the third book in a trilogy involving a character named Lily Drake. But I'd like to start off by asking you to tell me more about your growing up in Benton and graduating from Murray State.
I really hate to date myself, but I started Murray State back in the early 90s. I just had a wonderful time there. I changed my major 7 or 8 times. I experienced a little bit of everything there, and I finally got my degree in education.
And so you went to Marshall County High?
I did.
Who are your folks?
My mom is Linda Nelson. She's still in Benton. My father passed away several years ago. He was Wayne Nelson.
Tell me if you drew on any of your formative years here for your writing practice.
I'm sure I did. In fact, my editor would probably tell you a little too much. A lot of the slang that I often use in my books that she reprimands me for is sometimes some sayings that we have, you know, in the South and in Kentucky that, you know, my character is from Central Ohio and probably wouldn't say. In the third book, several chapters occur around Benton and the Kentucky Lake area.
That is really neat. Tell me about the series, when you started and how you set up the first book and the title, etc.
The title was, as funny as this is, probably the most difficult thing. I went through some really, really bad, cheesy titles. It really didn't start off as anything that I meant to get published. I wasn't terribly serious about the whole writing thing. I just had read so many of these type of paranormal romance books, and there never seemed to be a character that was terribly relatable for anyone that wasn't 18 years old and perky and blonde and perfect. And, you know, I wanted to read something about a woman that was more relatable to me, my age, and made mistakes and did things like I would do.
You created a vampire world. I noticed that many reviewers really like the mythology that you originated. Tell me about that world.
Well, it's set in, you know, in our world. However, most humans wouldn't realize, you know, vampires are in the shadows. The one thing that I feel like maybe I did a little differently is not every human can be changed into a vampire. They don't make a viable candidate, so the vampires look for these humans that come from certain bloodlines. And my main character, Lily Drake, she is the only human that they have found so far that came from two of these bloodlines on her mother and father's side.
That gives her special potential.
It does.
And what kind of challenges does she encounter in her normal world, aside from her paranormal world?
Well, she is a single mom. She's a little older. She's in her mid to late 30s. And, you know, because of this bloodline, they're very adamant about wanting her to become one of them. But after the vampires confront her, she refuses to become immortal because she fears, you know, eventually she will have to say goodbye to her son. And she doesn't want to live forever if she has to someday watch him grow old and die.
Tell me the movement from book one, book two, to the Death Warm Dover that you're debuting this week.
Oh, it's been quite a transition. The initial book I had hoped would end, and then that would be the end of this story, and I had planned to move on to a different character and do the series in that way with different characters being the protagonist in each book. When the first book came out, my publisher said, "We don't want that. We want more of Lily." So I thought, well, her story's over. You know, she got her happily ever after and all of that. And what do I do now? So I threw a curveball in there, screwed up everything, and and then the second book leaves you in a little bit of a cliffhanger. The third book will answer all the questions, and it is the finale of the series.
But you do have another character, and you're already starting another series of books, aren't you?
Inadvertently, yes. I just found out today. Today I will be signing a contract to publish a novella about a character that's introduced in the second book. And she becomes the main character in the third book. Her name's Olivia.
Well, congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much.
You seem to be really savvy about online marketing. How did you learn that? Is it just because your generation is a creature of onlineness, for lack of a better term?
Oh, not at all. You know, I have a 17-year-old son, or he's about to turn 17. Yeah, he is so helpful when it comes to a lot of this stuff. Before any of this, I did not have a Twitter account, anything like that. I had no idea. Facebook was just something I threw pictures up on. Working in sales, you know, I have a background in some sales and marketing. Initially, when my publisher contracted my book, they gave me a publicist, and that publicist quit. And then they gave me another publicist, and she moved on to bigger and better things. And I thought, well, nobody's doing this. So I just started researching things and trying to figure out how to do it myself.
Well, you've really done a great job. There's a lot out there about Lily Drake and T. Nelson. I'm especially interested in this author's on-air thing that you've got going, and also the cover art that you've created for the books is very compelling. Tell me about those things.
The cover design is done by a wonderful designer. Her name is Nash. She is actually out of Bahrain. Funny thing with the cover design, the mansion in the background of the first book, it was so perfect and so fitting. And, you know, of course, she's thousands of miles away from me. And the artwork that she came up for that is actually a mansion that is maybe 30 minutes away from my hometown here in Mount Vernon.
No fooling.
So, and of course, she had no idea about that, and I didn't either. I had showed it to a friend, and they said, wow, that looks like the Kingwood Mansion. And I thought, well, what is that? I've never been there. So it was a really funny coincidence. She does, I think, pretty much all of the cover work for Inkspell Publishing, which is my publisher, and I have not seen anything out of her I didn't love. And I'm sorry, what was the other question?
This author's on-air blog site where you will be interviewed tonight.
Oh, yes, yes. That is from the fantastic Pam Stack. She is out of Florida, but she has, I think she's broadcast in 44 different countries. She has millions of listeners. She is absolutely fantastic, and every week she has someone different and just, you know, different genres, different perspectives.
The world of paranormal vampire romance is pretty big.
It is. Yeah, I really didn't realize how many books like that were out there. I'd read several myself. You know, my son, when he was much, much younger, and he's probably going to kill me for saying this, we were reading the Twilight novels. Mm-hmm. And as I'm reading them, and then we go see the movies, I'm thinking, all of these moms are here. Does anyone else besides me want to see a character that's not in their teens?
How are your books selling?
Surprisingly well. I would have been shocked if more than 5 people would have read them. So I'm really, really excited.
Have you put down a down payment on a mortgage on your home in New Orleans?
Not yet, but I'm having a big birthday this year. I'll be turning 40, so I'm heading down there to celebrate my birthday, and I doubt I'll have that down payment, but I plan on looking around.
Well, congratulations to you. It sounds like you're having a great time with this and a great success.
Well, thank you so much.